Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I think we've all been in the situation where we have dear friends and you're vacationing together, you're getting a cabin together, you're going to Vegas together, and then you find out they are much freer with their money, or they have more money to spend, or they decide they're going to order a bunch of expensive cocktails and lobster, and then you're all just going to split the bill. You're like, wait, I didn't order that. There's a great article in USA Today. It's written by Betty Lynn Fisher, a consumer reporter. And I love that you have uncomfortable conversations about money, because usually, Betty, we think about the uncomfortable conversations we have to have with our family members or our kids or our spouses, but not usually our friends.
Right. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you for joining us. And you focused on a friendship where I don't know if you can identify that one person makes more money or one person is just willing to spend more money on a vacation. Tell us about the article.
I think
it was
that they had different ideas of what they wanted to do, you know, on vacation. So it didn't really get into whether or not, you know, one could afford it or not, but they just had different ideas of how they wanted to relax and then how they wanted to spend their money.
Right. And one of the things on this vacation, one wanted to rent a pool cabana for $1,000 a day. And I think most people would be like, no, I don't need to spend that kind of money. And obviously puts a strain on a relationship and it ruins your vacation. You're supposed to be having fun. That's the point of getting away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she did give her a hard no on the $1,000 cabana. You know, one of the first things that they disagreed on was that this other woman really wanted to go have a spa day. And so the woman I wrote about said, you know, I wanted to do something with her. So I chose the cheapest thing and it was still $300 for a massage. So it kind of started the uncomfortableness there already.
Right. And so you have expert advice. And I would imagine, quickly before we get to that, is this something you've experienced in real life and that's what made you want to write about it?
No, actually not. So this is actually part of a series that I'm doing. This is the sixth installment of this series, this Uncomfortable Conversations About Money series. And so I just try to tackle different topics that have to do with these awkward conversations that you have. And I knew it was vacation time and thought that it would be something, you know, that would be timely to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely, because I think at one point or another, we've all been in this situation. So what is the expert advice?
So I talked to Nicole Weirich, who's a certified financial planner up in Michigan, and she kind of came up with, you know, five things. And the key, really, to start for any of these uncomfortable conversations is to have that conversation early, even though it's really hard to have, because it's even more uncomfortable or awkward. And in some cases, you know, can ruin a relationship if you don't have that conversation. And then you just resent the other person, or, you know, especially when it comes to money, you have, you know, something that's awkward or uncomfortable. So she says, have the conversation early. Explain your budget. Explain that, you know, I may not have as much to spend as you do. And then make a budget for that trip. And she says to add a 10% buffer, because she says, you know, you go on vacation and everything's just more expensive than you're expecting. So give yourself a little buffer. Make sure you save for that vacation ahead of time. And so you're not, you know, just throwing your credit card out there and going into debt after and regretting it afterwards. If you want to split costs as you're going, she says, you know, there's plenty of technology and apps out there to keep track of your what you're spending and how you can split that. And that it's okay that you don't have to do everything together. You don't have to, you don't have to be by each other's side and do everything together. That maybe, you know, if you are feeling a little tight on your budget, say, you know what, go have fun, do that. I'm going to stay back and read at the pool, something that's free, and then you can get together later.
Yeah, I always try and convince people who are staying at my home, go do your own thing. Just because there's a bunch of people here, we're celebrating the holiday, doesn't mean we have to act as a group. And I do that when we rent a cabin or something. Go see the bears on your own. Go, you know, jump in the lake on your own. But even those conversations, people feel since they are vacationing with you, they should just go along with whatever the group wants. And it's hard to get people to act as individuals on group trips.
Right, right. Or to make a decision.
Yes, that
planned ahead to make that decision of what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? And everybody's trying to be just too polite about it.
Yeah. And separate checks is always a good idea and completely appropriate, right?
Yeah, actually, that was 2 months ago. That was the topic that I also tackled, was splitting the bill and what do you do when, you know, you are out with others and it's uncomfortable, right? I highlighted one woman who went out with, she was single, another woman was single, and they went out with a couple, a male and a female, and the couple ordered, you know, steak and drinks for themselves and, you know, all kinds of things. And then when the bill came, the gentleman said to split it three ways and counted the couple as one.
Right, right. That's certainly,
so, you know, that was obviously really uncomfortable. Same advice, you know, have that when you're invited, you get that text, you know, hey, can we make sure to split the bill? Or when you know, as soon as you sit down, try to have that conversation early rather than later, because you might just have to bite your tongue and split the bill evenly and just not feel good about it.
Yeah, I love the article and I love the series. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You should check it out. It's all the uncomfortable conversations about money, but Betty Lynn Fisher is a consumer reporter for USA Today, and take some notice of the tips that she got from experts about vacationing with friends and how you break that down when it comes to money. A lot of text messages coming in about the death date, that's what I call it, on appliances. We're talking about vintage phones. Yes, Apple has identified some of their stuff from 2016 and 2017 as vintage. Somebody said, I have a 36-year-old washer and dryer that were built to last in the United States, only minor repairs since 1988. I think we all had a freezer or a fridge from our parents, too, that's 30 or 40 years old, and it's still working. And then you get something new, and it doesn't last long. And another said, Lisa, the electronics are not supposed to be in landfills. There are specific places you take your tech printers, TVs, phones for recycling. There's a big one in Springfield that takes in recycling for the electronics of the state of Illinois and a large number of companies throughout the state and multi-state area, so they're not supposed to be in landfills. I get that. I support that. But I'm not sure that it still has an environmental impact when we're, you know, tossing out phones or recycling them every 6 or 7 years or 10 years. All right. Coming up next, Lauren's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Following that, Kevin has the sports click. So if you have a second, jump on WGNradio.com right now and voice your opinion. That's next on 720.
On air, online. WGN.